You're listening to the Myrtle Potter podcast series, Taking the Hassles Out of Healthcare. Today's topic is healthcare for less. And now, here is your trusted voice in healthcare, Myrtle Potter, with interviewer Lisa Nee.
Hey, Myrtle, my friend, how are you? I understand, like most of the United States, you're kind of fighting off one of those great seasonal colds.
Oh, yes. I got bit really bad last week, Lisa, but I'm feeling much better. Thank you for asking.
And so I'm glad you could be with us on our Pottercast. You like that? I'm calling them Pottercasts.
That's great. It's funny.
And Myrtle, here's what came in this week, you know, from our listeners and from our friends, that there's a lot of concern about medical costs, that we're really hurting here. The consumers are hurting, and it's a problem. And I know you have, no matter where you are, you're always traveling with those trusty 5 prescriptions we won't find in our doctor's bag. So what's prescription number one for how we can get health care for less? What's number one on your list?
Well, boy, Lisa, this concern about costs really is real. And my first prescription is we got to start making a deal with our doctors. We've got to get negotiating. You know, when we go out and buy cars and we buy houses, we would never think of going in and making a purchase like that and not getting the best deal possible. We've got to do the same thing, because one of the best well-kept secrets is that you don't have to pay full price for medical care. You can negotiate with a hospital, especially around elective and planned procedures, and you can certainly negotiate with your doctors too.
Okay, Myrtle, gosh, I know our listeners would like to start saving money doing this, and a lot of them are willing to jump in on it. But what I do hear from the majority of our folks is we're still a little intimidated by that whole healthcare system and how we would present a case to someone and who to take it to.
So first of all, I think you just have to keep it together when you make your case. In other words, it doesn't do you any good to go in angry, upset, yelling at people, pointing the finger, when in fact you're trying to get the people you're talking to be an ally for you. You want them to take your side and take up your cause. So change your perspective, add the provider, see the provider, the office manager, the billing clerk, that financial counselor at the hospital, see them as your friend. And be clear about what you want. Be clear that you need help. Be concise. Stay grateful. And be honest about your situation. You know, if you're in a situation where you're the breadwinner in the house and you just got laid off from your job, there is no shame in being candid and frank and honest about your circumstance. People who understand your circumstance are really quite willing to help you more often than not.
Yeah. And Myrtle, I have heard, you know, we've got folks that get deep into a medical situation. They're trying to take care of a loved one, and the bills are just piling up because there is no way they can see paying any of this. And there's got to be some kind of help for those folks.
Well, first and foremost, you should never ignore a medical bill. And by this, I mean, even if you're in a situation where you've got a serious medical situation and you've got 10 or 15 bills, you will do yourself a huge favor by making telephone contact with those people to say, I've received your bill. I'm working on a plan to get you paid. Is there someone I can speak to? Do you have a financial counselor who I can speak to start working through the plan? More often than not, people will work with you if they can speak with you, they've maintained contact with you, and you are not ignoring their bills. You can't ignore the bills, folks, because those late bills will end up on a credit report if you don't work with the institution that you owe the money to. So that's number one. Then I want you to speak to, because oftentimes big bills come from hospitals, right? Not to say they don't come from doctors, but a lot of times they're coming from hospitals. Speak to the hospital's financial counselor. That is a must. They will work out a plan. And same with your physicians. They will do the same. But I want to give you one other source that I have found is really good. And if our listeners out there have other sources, please send them in so we can share them with everybody. There's an organization called TAP, T-A-P. It stands for the Access Project. It can be found at www.accessproject.org. TAP offers lots of different types of assistance to help people with low incomes deal with medical debt. Again, it's www.accessproject.org.
Myrtle, even if you're not dealing with a big medical bill or a big doctor's bill, there is something that seems to be hitting our listeners hard and fast, and that is the cost of prescriptions. Even if you're from a somewhat healthy family, I hear from these folks that just the monthly cost of these medications is causing them a lot of trouble. What can we do about that?
So medications can be a challenge, but Lisa, I've got some really great approaches to this. So first of all, everybody out there, if you have insurance, I want you to get a copy of the list of medications that your insurance company covers. Get that list. Your insurance company will provide it to you. And if the medications your physician have prescribed are not on that list, I'd like you to take the list to the physician and ask the physician if there's a substitute medication on the formulary list that might work just as well for you. Okay, and then the next thing I'd like you to ask your doctor is whether or not any medications you're taking are available in generic form. You can save roughly 80-90% in some cases by purchasing generic medications. And if you'd like a full list of all the drugs that are generic, go to www.rexaminer.com. That's www.rexaminer.com. They've got a list right there for you.
So Myrtle, so now we've got this list, and we know the drugs that we think we should be going for because we've met with our doctor. Does it make a difference where we purchase them? Don't they all cost the same?
Yes, it does make a difference. It does make a difference. Walgreens may not necessarily sell your medication the same price as Walmart might, et cetera, et cetera. So you can save money. So number one, start taking a look at big box retail stores. They often provide a variety of prescriptions for as low as $4 a prescription. I'm talking Walmart. I'm talking Target. Give those places a shot. Costco, I think, as well has a pharmacy. I would check out Costco. The next thing I would suggest is that you order your drugs in bulk. Now, how do you do that? If you have an insurance plan, a plan that reimburses your prescriptions or provides some type of copay at a Walgreens, a CVS, a Duane Reade, etc., you can oftentimes buy your medications in bulk. Now, these are medications that you're taking for a longer period of time, right? Let's say a blood pressure medicine, a medicine for high cholesterol, a medicine for asthma, etc. These medications that you've been taking for a while and will be taking for a while. These pharmacies will sell you medications for 3 months at a time and very often at a discount. Now, if you also have insurance and you're insurance company offers you mail order prescriptions, you must use that. You can save a tremendous amount of money by getting your prescriptions through mail order pharmacies like Medco, Express Scripts, Caremark, etc. Here's the other beautiful thing about it. The prescriptions are automatically sent to you just about the time when you run out. So these are resources for saving on drugs. I also want to talk a little bit about discounts as well, because some programs offer discount cards for certain drugs. And one site that you can visit that will give you a little bit more information about this is www.togetherrxaccess.com. Let me say that again because it's a little long. www.togetherrxaccess.com. TogetherRxaccess.com. Okay? And then the last thing I want you to do is really start to look for copay cards and discounts. Oftentimes, your physician has coupons, cards, discount cards. They have drug samples in their offices. There's a site called MyRxCoupons.com that have coupons for a wide variety of drugs.
Wow. Who knew? We got to get shopping here. And even so, Myrtle, I saw a scary statistic, and I know that our listeners must be dealing with this because it's a pretty big statistic, says that 24% of patients are not compliant with their medications because of cost. Dangerous, right?
Well, it can be dangerous because when your physician gives you medication, it's because you need it and you need it to become well. So, there's one other source I want you to think about, especially for super high-priced drugs like cancer drugs, rheumatoid arthritis drugs, multiple sclerosis drugs, as well as others. There is a program called a prescription assistance program. The Partnership for Prescription Assistance is funded by the drug companies. It's one of the programs where the drug companies provide low cost and sometimes free medications. Now, this program offers more than 2,500 brand name drugs, including a wide range of generics at discounted prices. And you can start by visiting www.pparx.org.
Yeah, you know what? You're making a point here. The drug companies are our allies, actually, if they have a program like this. So
things I think we want to do, mm-hmm. sources that we've listed for our listeners, let's just go in and put up the list on the website at www.myrtlepotter.com. Come to the Myrtle Potter website, and we'll find a place on that website to list these resources for you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It'll be a great source. We'll be the clearinghouse there. And I know we covered a lot of ground. So tell me if I've got these points right, Myrtle. Prescription number one, let's make a deal with your doctor. You can negotiate with hospitals and care providers if you're having trouble paying for care. But you need to know how to make that case, and you should keep it together. Don't lose the temper. We gotta be clear. We gotta be concise. Be honest about your situation, and you know what? Be grateful. Be grateful that there is some opportunity to pay less. Prescription number three, really important. Never ignore a bill. If you're really struggling and just can't get your head above water with this, you can go to the Access Project, which again will have that information on Myrtle's site, but it's www.accessproject.org. And when it comes to prescription, we're going to formulate our formulary. That's prescription number four. That means we're going to get a list of all the covered medications that is covered by our insurance and share that with our doctor and ask our doctor if there's anything we can do with that list that is comparable to something he's prescribed that's perhaps more expensive. And number five, like anything else we would do, we're going to shop around. We can try to buy in bulk. We can look for discounts and coupons. And when we buy in bulk, we can even consider having it mailed to us at our house, and it's automatically renewed if it's an ongoing medication, like for diabetes or high blood pressure. So I love that. And if you need, because we know compliance is an issue because of cost, there's a prescription assistance program. And you can find these at pparx.org. How did I do, Myrtle? Did I learn? Did I get the five?
You got it all, Lisa. You've got it all. And we're going to list all this on our website, this podcast. Download it again and again and share it with your friends. But don't worry if you couldn't write fast enough. It's going to be up for a while. You'll be able to listen to it for a while.
Yeah, and Myrtle, even when they go to your website, you know, spend a little time there because there's actually a lot of useful information, helpful videos. We've got more podcasts, and we've got a fabulous series of ebooks that's based on your five prescriptions you won't find in your doctor's bag. So I love it. And they can follow you, right?
They can follow me. Everybody, you can follow me on Twitter. You can find me on Pinterest. I'm on Facebook under the name Trusted Voice of Healthcare. And when you come to my website, you can sign up for email alerts. And there's tons more information out there just for you. So I hope you stay a part of the community. We're here to help. We really make a difference and we have a heck of a lot of fun.
Oh, we do. And we do love hearing from you. There are some great stories of hope and also people who need help. And I bet, you know, there's one that they can relate to. Somebody can relate to there because you have such a great group of friends online and our listeners. So, hey, Myrtle, thank you, girlfriend. I love that you had the time out. I wish you could take a virtual snow day, but I know you're busy. So hang in there.
Sweetie, I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Myrtle.
Thank you for listening to the Myrtle Potter podcast series, Taking the Hassles Out of Healthcare. For more information about navigating the healthcare system, please visit www.myrtlepotter.com.